Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Follow host Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious confidence starts now.
Hey everybody, welcome. What a special edition of Conscious Confidence Radio. And you know, why is this so special? Well, this is not like Zoom and like Sarah's like over in Australia and we're in Seattle. No, we're both sitting in Seattle. This is Sarah Maine. For those of you that don't know who she is, I'm Dr. Pat. And I've been really honored to take this journey with Sarah for a very long time. And so one of the things I know about this and today's show is, first and foremost, Sarah has got a great book coming out in January, and you're going to hear a lot more about that. But the reason that it makes it so great is that it's not just another book that talks about things we should learn and what we should do. Of course, it will do that. But when you take a look at conscious confidence, and you understand the timeless wisdom, and that's what we're talking about today, a timeless wisdom, ancient Sanskrit. When we talk about this, there's something so deep and bounded by who we are that this is part of our journey together, but it's also Sarah's life. And the book, I believe, is going to be one of many, just saying. But it is something that is for the world we live in. And people have asked me, Sarah, you know, what is the remedy for the world we live in? And my tendency is to say, there is no remedy. There's nothing broken. There's an evolution of who we are. And so today, come play with us. Come play with us. Where's Waldo with Sanskrit? And the reason that we're talking about this is because, I probably at some level insulted Sarah early on when we met, because I think for one of the first things out of my mouth was, oh yeah, I've seen those tattoos, and it's incredible why people are so fond of it. But I didn't know why. And I didn't know why in our culture today, as in ancient cultures, we are so bound by the energetic vibration of Sanskrit. So today, we're going to talk about its popularity. We're also going to talk about some folks that, you know, let me just say, for me, made it popular, even if the pronunciation totally wasn't exactly correct, not even close sometimes. But the energy called it forward. And that is the energy that called you forward, Sarah. Sarah Maine is the host of Conscious Confidence. She's also the author of the book that's coming out, Conscious Confidence. And when we think about this, is what I'm struck by is when we first started to talk about, I knew that there was this energy around it. Now every time I turn around, it doesn't matter if I walk into a store, there's some kind of thing to hang on the wall, and now I'm familiar with it. But what is it? What is it about this? It's everywhere now, yeah. Or right?
Yeah. Well. Hence the Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
In Australia and in the UK, it's Where's Wally, and you have Where's Waldo. But Sanskrit's hiding in plain sight. People think it might be just some ancient Indian language, doesn't relate to them every day. Here we are, you know, in Australia, in the US, doesn't matter. What's Sanskrit got to do with my life? But Sanskrit's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
So just if you look at examples in popular culture, it may not be your taste, but the Sanskrit tattoos are everywhere. You just need to know what you're looking at. And I see people behind counters in shops, at reception counters, in hotels when you're checking in. These are direct experiences I've had in the US, in Australia, in different cities in Australia, all sorts of places. People waiting tables, celebrities inside their wedding bands, tattoos on their body, sports people. If you know what you're looking at, there are Sanskrit tattoos, individual words, statements from ancient scriptures and wisdom tradition statements, and they're all in Sanskrit. I might add, some of them are spelt correctly and some aren't, but that doesn't matter. The intention is there, and they've turned to Sanskrit for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And I've got examples of that in my book as well.
Well, you know, and there is a reason, and we cover this in a number of shows, but we should we should talk about it again. You know, there's an energy and a vibration that's being called forward.
Yeah.
I believe there is an energy and a vibration that's being called forward.
Yeah.
And so people ask me, well, who's calling it forward? Well, people are calling it forward.
Yeah.
And I make that generalization because I don't leave anybody out.
Yeah.
And it is it is a hunger for understanding or finding a resolution or a reference for our lives amongst chaos.
Yes. I think you're right there. I mean, because I've thought about this. What is it about Sanskrit? Why are there movie themes? Right. You know, the Star Wars movie, Matrix movie.
Yeah.
The movie Avatar, which just comes from Avatara, which means a manifestation or an embodiment. It's one of the meanings of it. And now the word avatar is a common term in marketing. Who's your customer avatar? Who's your perfect avatar? Know all the characteristics of your avatar. That is a Sanskrit word that's being used.
And you know what's interesting about that is, you know, when we talked about this last time, I got an email from one of our listeners really asking the question about the Matrix. And so at the time, I didn't know this, but there's such an energy being asked to be called forward that movies like the Matrix, which we thought was done, they are coming back.
Mm.
Avatar, which I think Cameron at one point said, no, I'm done, I'm not done. Coming back. They are being brought back. And they're being brought back in a way that carries the essence of how they ended. And a lot of the movies and the way they ended with a very metaphysical, shall I say, and in some cases, if you watch The Matrix, that was a highly spiritual reference, right?
Yeah.
But the wisdom underneath the values in these movies and why that was important, I mean, if we think about the values, don't they directly relate to what you're talking about?
Yeah, the Sanskrit, the word Sanskrit or Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. And that's not just the grammatical system, that is the very essence, the energy, the knowledge, the wisdom held within the language, within the words, the very expression of it is pure and perfectly formed. It's uncorrupted, unadulterated. And hence the potency. So someone goes to a yoga class and they learn a few terms. You know, they'll be learning asana and pranayama and prana and a few things like that. They'll learn om, you know, the odd word or two. And, you know, they carry a potency.
Yeah.
They're not just magical words and magical thinking. Those words themselves actually carry potency and carry wisdom. And I think instinctively, people feel that, people connect. And I know I've taught enough Sanskrit to adults and to children, but particularly adults, one word is very potent. And I've said to children, you know, you're going from elementary school where you've been learning Sanskrit to high school, there'll be plenty of other influences. Just remember one word that you especially loved in your Sanskrit lessons. Just remember that because you'll need it at some point in your life, that one word may carry you through. It could be shanti, meaning peace, or kshama, meaning patience, or prema, meaning love, whatever it is. Balam, meaning strength. There might be just one word. And with that word carries potency and connection to just a profound realm beyond our normal thinking of language.
And, you know, one of the things that that we're going to touch upon today is, you know, not just the attraction of it, but how it's showing up in multi-generations. And I think I've mentioned this before. I think the astonishment of a business survey that was done with the Generation Zers really put everybody on their heads. Actually, they didn't know what to do with it, but they should have called you. And I think they probably will. And what that message was about was when they asked these young people, you know, as you move forward in your career and you look at your jobs, you know, what are you going to be looking for in companies? And their answer literally shocked people. Empathy and compassion. And so everyone that's on the outside of this has a, really this categorization of multi-generations. And they never expected generations to have that. And I'm a little surprised, because I think if you look at who is leading the charge of movements, who's leading the charge, you know, against violence, who's leading the charge against greening the earth, I'm not sure why these researchers were surprised. I think they thought outside of work, that's what you do. Inside of work, you probably want money, promotion, and they didn't.
Yeah, it's a holistic approach. People are people. They don't just switch themselves off and go to work. And that's the problem. That's where the issues arise. But I think that goes for life in general. People feel like they've got to switch themselves off or not show up completely as themselves, their whole self, and they get out of alignment, misalignment. I mean, that's a chapter in my book based around santulana, the concept, Sanskrit, of balance.
And, you know, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, one of the things that we're going to talk about is we're going to continue this talk of how Sanskrit shows up. And one of the things I think that many of you know is if anybody has ever seen, and I'll just say it, sort of this, you know, not a documentary, but sort of this bio flick on a very famous woman, fabulous singer, everyone probably thought, what is that she's doing there towards the end of the movie? When we come back, we're going to talk about Tina Turner and others, but why was everyone shocked about that movie, and why did that one scene, two scenes in that movie, ask people to find out more? Let's take a short break, everybody. Sarah Maine, I'm Dr. Pat. We'll be right back.
Imagine that you can create anything you choose. Literally, imagine it. Join us to explore the neuroscience of imagination, intention, and ClearSpeak. Tune in to ClearSpeak Talk Radio with Dr. Ned Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, as she explores how your inner dialogue, your conversations, and the words you choose to use can help set goals you keep, achieve greater health and resources, and feel the ease and flow of loving your life. For more information, visit JeanetteWolf.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back. Sarah Main is here. Sarah, well, look, before we talk more about Sanskrit and who that fabulous person was that started to chant at the end of a pop rock movie, I think, yeah, it was gut-wrenching to watch. But look, this book has been a journey for you.
Yes, it has.
I want to take a moment to talk about the book because, you know, in the journey of writing a book that references and talks about Sanskrit and it talks about a timeless wisdom, you know, I don't know that you knew what to expect from a publisher or that you would even have a publisher interested, but they were. And let's talk a minute about that because you see, I do believe that the energy of this was also there.
Yes, well, everything you said is correct. I didn't know what to expect, and I didn't know whether I would have a publisher or not. But I did, and I do. And thank you very much to the publishers, Inner Traditions. They are wonderful.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing was, in the book proposal that I wrote for submission to them, I just wrote how it came to me, you know, I structured it, and Sanskrit was mentioned about two-thirds of the way down the page. I had to write a one-page pitch about the book. And I wasn't concealing anything. It was just in amongst all the blurb was two-thirds of the way down the page was the reference that all of this was derived essentially from Sanskrit and ancient wisdom. And my book agent said that when the publisher saw that, they said, there it is, she's buried the lead, that's it. It's Sanskrit, so it must have popped out of the page to them. And I didn't think, you know, I'm so close to all this, I didn't know. So anyway, they said, get her to resubmit the one-page pitch and put Sanskrit at the top, in the centre, and build everything out from there. So that was the first really amazing feedback. Yeah. I hadn't had that. I hadn't had anyone who didn't know anything about Sanskrit just say, right, that's what we want. So I said, okay, fine. So I just rejigged everything following that instruction. Sanskrit at the top from the centre and just rejigged everything coming from there. I just rearranged the same thing with the emphasis having been changed and, in a sense, the volume turned up on the Sanskrit element without it becoming an academic tome. That was the challenge.
Yeah, right? I bet it was.
And because it needs to be accessible for people. If this is going to be useful, what's the point of me writing a book on it? I know tons of other Sanskrit scholars far more qualified than me to write academic books,
right,
detailed treatises. But this was to make Sanskrit available and the wisdom that Sanskrit contains and to demystify it from it being some obscure thing that doesn't relate to me in my life. That's hence the Where's Waldo? Sanskrit's everywhere. And I just say this, we're speaking English.
Yeah.
English is an Indo-European language. It's part of the Indo-European family of languages that has all the Germanic languages, the Romance languages like French and Italian and so on, Latin, Greek, they're all Indo-European languages. So English is an Indo-European language. Sanskrit is, I am going to be very specific and not say the root Indo-European language, it is a root Indo-European language.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are speaking English, we are directly connected to Sanskrit. There are Sanskrit words and roots, and English words have come from that. The words smile, becoming, I could list mother, father, they're all directly related to Indo-European Sanskrit roots. So Sanskrit is hiding in plain sight, you know, I'm going to make a bold statement that when we're speaking English, we're in fact, Sanskrit is right with us.
And, you know, I think it's fascinating we're talking about this because it really talks right to the show today, which is about Sanskrit being everywhere. But the energy and the vibration of Sanskrit is everywhere. And that's why I think you were asked to bring it forward. Yep. You know, I think because it was an energy that is really on the verge of being, let's just call it re-released. And what I mean by that is, you know, this is not something that didn't exist and now it exists. I mean, that's not it at all. You know, this is something that is all around us. In many, many ways. Once upon a time, when I first moved to Seattle, I was asked to design. That's a whole other story about that. But one of the things I did was I was asked to design tattoos for a number of different people.
You haven't
told me. And now I'm thinking, oopsie, probably didn't do that exactly right. But the point about it that I'm making is people are wanting the energy and the vibration of it. And there's a sense that the wisdom inherent in it is a wisdom that has to be shared. And I want to ask you if that was a driving factor for you.
Yes, I think that's one way of putting it. I don't know, I would have put it in those words, but thank you for bringing it forward in that way. I don't know, I didn't think this rose in me a few years ago after I'd finished quite a few decades of teaching, that I just wanted to offer the very best of what I had been given from the age of 10. You know, meditation, timeless wisdom, Sanskrit. I just wanted to offer the best of that because I had, and still do to this day, benefited mightily from it. I feel totally blessed and so grateful to all the teachers that I've had, spiritual teachers and people that I've worked and walked with along the spiritual journey. And I just wanted to offer the very best of that. And so that was just, I remember that just rising and I just offered that. That was my wish. And then, I don't know, some short period of time after that, I get this email from you.
Yeah.
Out of the blue, as blue as your jacket, right?
Yeah.
And I think, what's this? I didn't know what to expect, but all I knew was, just say yes. So I just said, hello, thank you for, you know, you were interested in the executive coaching work I was doing at the time.
Yeah.
So it was thank you very much and followed it. One thread led to another and then I started the Conscious Confidence radio show, which has been going nearly 2 years.
Yeah.
And then in amongst that, early on, you said to me, there's a book in this.
Yeah.
And it didn't start as Conscious Confidence, but it evolved. And then we launched Conscious Confidence Radio because you kept saying to me, there's more in this. And I felt that as well. And you helped me just bring it forward. But I just kept saying, yes.
You did.
And then you said, there's a book in this. I said, okay. You know? And one thing led to another and here's a book. And in the process of writing, it has clarified, it's simplified, as these things do.
Yes.
And the editorial process of writing the book, the drafting's one thing, but then refining it so it's clear and it flows for a reader and the stories are relevant and the contemporary accounts are relevant and the Sanskrit is accessible for people with plenty of analogies and it's practical and then there's practices.
Yes.
So it's transformational. You know, all of that has been, as they say, a journey. And it's a wonderful journey. I've just kept saying yes, and you've been an integral part of that.
And I have to tell you, the thing I remember from my perspective is, and people, I don't share with the listening audience, Jessica may know a little bit about the work I do with clients, but I don't make that public, I don't introduce it to the world. Every time we met on the Skype, at the time it was Skype, in the backdrop, do you remember?
Yes.
In the backdrop was the exercise that I had asked you to do about I am, past, present, and future.
Yeah.
And I can see it today as if it was yesterday and the color in it and the vibration of it and the messaging and the words you had put on it. And so that by the very nature of looking at and which is an energy of you, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it isn't just three sheets on a wall.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime of honoring and presence. And when I looked at that, and I'm a little bit of an empath, and so when I kind of felt into that, I knew there was something. I didn't know exactly, and I certainly didn't know to this depth.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
But this is you matching up with what the world needs today. Mm. This is you answering that call through conscious confidence. And I think that's the most important thing to keep in mind. Mm. Right? That this is a book for our time. Ancient wisdom, but a book for our time.
Yeah.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the depth and the breadth of this. And why is it that most people don't even know that's what they're listening to? If they're listening to a CD or a chant, any of it, most of the time don't even know what the words mean. When we come back, we're going to talk about that and talk about the energy and the vibration of that. But it is everywhere. And I would gather to say that most of you that are listening probably have a CD somewhere that you have listened to and not quite understood the energy and the vibration. We're going to talk about that. We'll be right back.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on transformationtalkradio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yes!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm so thrilled. This is like not a split screen thingy here. Like, it's like Sarah is
really in Seattle.
We're actually here, see?
And we actually are in Seattle, if you're wondering. We're in a beautiful, beautiful loft here in downtown Seattle, which is just magnificent. We've got Jessica over there who's got her headset on, and we're not sure what she's doing, but we trust her fully and all of that. One of the things is, Sarah, you have come here to do a little vacationing, of course, but more importantly, you're also, right, you're also doing some work, and you wanted to see us, and we had never met. We've never met physically. But you're also going down to L.A., yes. And you're going to be talking with Gail.
Yes.
And, you know, this is part of this journey. As I said, my words are, this is longing to be unleashed. This is me talking about it. It's an energy, but it's also the wisdom. Mm. And when we think about it, outside of the realm of tattoos and movies, there is a depth. And that's what I want to ask you about now. For folks, if you want to find out more about Sarah, she has a complete coaching program. We're going to talk a little bit about it later. Go to consciousconfidence.com, and you'll be able to see just about everything. And also, you can pre-order the book everywhere or from
Amazon, Inner Traditions. My website will link you through IndieBound, Barnes & Noble.
Wow.
Yep. And if you're in Australia, booktopia.com.au.
Yeah. And Inner Traditions is the publisher. Thank you, Inner Traditions.
And they are absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And Gail as well. Let's talk about the depth of this, if we could. Mm. You know, the other day we did a show, and I talked a little bit about when I was at my worst physically. You know, this was a mystery disease. That's what I call it, because it got, like, in the time period that right before Dr. Darvish got a hold of me, it was the illness of 1,000 names. And none of that really matters, because the depth by which the healing process had to occur is really indescribable. And that's the way I think about Sanskrit and what we're talking about. Here's the thing I know, and Sarah's gonna tell us why this is. On my healing journey, when I was literally, I'd say, at my worst, pretty much looking at a wheelchair, I think, and I knew I was in the middle of the healing process, I started to listen to chants. Now, I didn't know anything about Sanskrit. By the way, I didn't even know that that's what I was listening to. And I was telling Sarah, I got a little bit one note. And what I mean by that is, I had this one track that I drove everybody crazy. It's like, is that the only thing you're going to play in the car? Is it like that? And I had it on repeat, and it would go over and over and over again. I couldn't explain it. So I would like to share from your perspective, you have a lifetime of this. There's a depth and a breadth I don't think you and I today are going to be able to describe.
Impossible.
But there is. And I think there are some stories that you have in your book as well that gets to it. You know, touch upon the depth, because it is ancient.
Yeah.
You know, this is timeless. You know, this is a way as opposed to a word.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's so many different facets to it. It's like a jewel with all these different facets. So you can come at it from different ways. The most accessible, really, is through the beauty of the sound and the connection to the vibration. You don't even know what it means. You just feel a shift in energy. You hear Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. That means Om is the sacred syllable, the universe, the primordial sound. The wisdom tradition say it's sounding all the time. If you're still enough, you can hear it. But it won't come in the sort of language center that you normally associate with language. And then peace, peace, and peace. And those three words usually reference peace in the heavens, peace in the mental world, and peace on earth. All three worlds, peace everywhere. That has an effect. Those words bring peace with them. The meaning is experiential. The meaning is what it does. When you hear shanti, you don't get thrown into chaos. It brings peace with it. Even if you don't know that that's what it means in terms of the actual meaning in the dictionary. And as you say, you found this relief, this healing through those vibrations. And a lot is of research and knowledge is around sound therapy and healing. I am learning the harp. I emphasise learning rather than I'm a harpist. I think there's a line I haven't crossed yet on that. Still learning. But there's a lot of harpists who are becoming therapy, trained in therapy. And harps the same, brings a certain vibration, right? Mm. So, and used a lot in therapy. But in terms of Sanskrit, there's research done on MRI scans on sages chanting for hours at a time, and they've actually shown in the MRI scans that their cognitive brain centres enlarge through just chanting. That is the effect of it. I noticed when I was teaching and other of my colleagues, when we were teaching and Sanskrit was a compulsory subject in the curriculum, apart from maths and all the stuff that children learn, and, you know, the children were learning simple sentences and translating and speech and chanting things. They were learning the whole language, reading and writing. Their other subjects got better. The Sanskrit worked on the mind itself, and they were better learners. And I know that because I had children that started with me and children that came from other schools. So I had a control group, and children who were struggling at other schools, they got better in all areas. Now, it wasn't just Sanskrit, but it was an important part. So there's so many different areas. Apart from all of that actual connection with the sound, there is this potency because it's pure and perfectly formed. The knowledge is there in its purity. So peace is not just a peaceful moment. It brings the essence of what peace is about in its entirety, comes through that word. And you experience it. The meaning is what it does. It brings peace. You experience peace. And then the other side of it that I'm working on is we can have the sound and we don't know what it means. I'm now endeavouring to bring a bit of a connection, some sort of connection to the etymology and the meaning. Because the way I was taught is you need both. You do actually need some understanding of meaning as well as the sound. Not just hang out with the vibrations. You need the totality. And my endeavour is to bring some accessible, practical approach to some of the meanings. It's just some words. And focused around confidence and connection with yourself so people aren't so beset by anxiety and depressions and fears, which seems to be, you know, legion at the moment. And I even saw something on Facebook this morning saying that animals are now, pets are now presenting with anxiety and depressive disorders. Well, the animals are not creating that. They are just reflecting what's around. You know, I mean, who would have thought a dog had all of those things? But that's it. They just reflect. They're a mirror. So let's learn from that. And my intention was, what is happening when you're confident? And as soon as I asked that question, what is happening within yourself when you're just confident? And that's a natural state. And Sanskrit shone, and I just looked it all up, and all the research, I started researching, and a few months later it all started making sense, and the lights went on in my mind. And
I really want to comment on that because, you know, you're right about that. I mean, I can't remember when this happened exactly, but every treatment I had ever gotten from Dr. Darvish, I mean, there's just so many, I always had something operating in my iPod or, you know, computer, whatever it was, with my headset. But there was a point where I got curious. And, you know, I said, you know, let me look this up, right? Let me find out what this is about. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, for me, my looking it up was very limited. It wasn't so much about what you just referenced. You know, it was more about, what am I saying? Mm. And I never thought to think that, I mean, I never questioned what it was, because the vibration of it and the depth of the vibration carried its own.
Yeah.
And the other thing, Sarah, I want to talk about when we come back is the effects of it carry on.
Yes.
And so it's fascinating. You know, I play a sport, you dance, and one of the kids got a hold of my iPod the other day, right? Because I always warm up with the chant. But I put my iPod down, right? And one of the kids that was there, one of the kids of one of the people that play, picked it up. And he just hit the play button. And so he was listening to what I had just listened to. Mm-hmm. This child was transfixed. I mean, if you saw the look in his eye, I mean, he didn't know what it was. I didn't catch it right away that he actually has an iPod until his dad yelled at him to, like, put that down. But I was watching him. And this is a kid that most of the time you have to tell him not to run around the table to his courts. Literally. He stopped in his tracks. I mean, he literally stopped and was standing by my bag with my iPod. And I didn't think about it until we started to talk about this. Mm. And his dad was yelling at him to put it down, but he was into it. I mean, he had the earbuds in and couldn't hear. And finally his dad stopped playing and came over and took it out of his ears and took it away from him. And I thought to myself, and I didn't realize till I went, I didn't even put it together till I went back and got in my car, because I plugged my iPod in my car. And I said, wow, like Tiger is listening to that. Mm. When we come back, we're going to talk about the impact of that on children, because we now know that the anxiety level of our children right now is, what'd you say, through the roof? It is through the roof. When we come back, we're going to talk about the simplicity, but the very nature energetically. Sometimes some things are simply powerful. We'll be right back with Sarah Main. I'm Dr. Pat.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness, or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Everybody, welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio. Sarah Main, right here. I'm Dr. Pat. Very excited, first of all, about Sarah's book, but more importantly, about the calling that, you know, I mean, this is a calling, by the way, for those of us that have said yes to doing this kind of talk radio in a world where they're not, you know, like generally positive talk and consciousness talk, but we are passionate and committed. For whatever reason that is, we don't really have a reason, we just know it's the thing to do. But to write a book on a timeless wisdom is also something that you have to be in a place where you say yes to that. And that's what Sarah has done. Her book's coming out in January. You can find out about it at consciousconfidence.com. You know, one of the things we're talking about is we're really talking about the widespread knowledge. Even if people don't have knowledge, they have a knowing. I shared a story about one of these young kids. I mean, I think he's like 6 or 7. I think he's like 6 or 7 years old. What I didn't share was that wasn't the only time his dad had to tell him to put down the iPod. He went back to it 2 other times. And finally, I was told to take the iPod and put it away, which I put it high up. He couldn't get it. But I didn't realize that what he was listening to was what we're talking about. Mm. I didn't put it together till a couple days ago. Mm. Actually, it was last night. But in the depth of this, there is a way that you have been able to capture the essence. One way is in the FUSE program.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that a little bit, what FUSE means. And then one of the elements of it, you and I rarely have talked about, and that's UNITE. I think we should have that conversation.
Yeah,
All right, tell us about FUSE.
I'm going to answer the first question first, which is FUSE.
Yeah.
The FUSE program arose out of looking at what all the different words that Sanskrit has for confidence, because that's what that has been the journey that sparked sitting in a harp workshop, believe it or not. That's another whole conversation. about confidence. And when I went back, I thought, what is happening when we are actually confident? And if you want meaning, that is what's actually happening, you need to go back to the Sanskrit, because meaning in Sanskrit is based on action and on experience. It's experiential meaning.
Mm.
That's different from conceptual meaning. So I do all this research, quite a few months, and I spread it all out on the dining room table eventually, and I think, what am I looking at here? There's something here, I know it is, this is not just random. And my dear husband, who's very good at this, he stood over the table and he said, let's start grouping them.
Oh yeah.
And as soon as we started grouping, it was like, bing, light bulb. And what came out was the four distinct, what I call fourfold energy of conscious confidence, which is focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. FUSE is where we get the FUSE program from. And then I ask myself, what is that founded on? What are the foundations of that fourfold energy? And we have the core values, and I researched what Sanskrit had to do with values, and we talked about that in another show the other day. And your attitude, because your attitude is the lens through which you view these things. So you have core values, positive attitude, very important, and then focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. That's the FUSE program. 6 steps, all described in the book, practices everything, right?
Yeah.
Very easy, simple, and practical.
Yeah.
And in relation to uniting, you mentioned about focusing the other day.
But I did.
Uniting is very important. One of the Sanskrit words is ashabandha. And the bit of that bund comes from bond. It's where we get the English word bond from, to bind and bond. And so that there's this sense of coming together. And ashabandha means a bond of hope, confidence, and trust.
Oh.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
That's awesome, yeah.
Now, you see, that's already Sanskrit.
Yeah.
That ashabandha, it's got an asha and a bandha, and it put it together, these compound words, and it means a bond of hope, confidence, and trust.
Mm.
That's just one of the words to do with uniting. And the thing is about uniting, it is our confidence, it's important what's happening when we're confident. There is an element of focusing. We need to actually pay attention. We're distracted. Mm-hmm. We're not going to find confidence. Impossible. Let's get that clear. Then there's uniting. If we've got an inner division in ourselves, we're not going to find confidence. So we need to actually resolve any divisions.
Inner divisions.
Divisions.
That's the key.
That is the key.
That's the key.
If we're not resolving them internally,
right,
then you're not going to resolve anything externally, because as within, so without Hermes Trismegistus.
So let me ask you about this, because, you know, one of the inner divisions that I had once upon a time, before I literally dialed this wrong phone number 15 years ago and paid for internet radio in 2003, seriously, I didn't look back after that. But here was my inner divide. And we'll have much more time in another show we're going to do talk about it. But I was conflicted.
Yeah.
I just spent 10 years in a doctoral program. I had two master's degrees in psychology, one in group dynamics. My topic of research won awards. I was asked to do postdoctorate, won awards. I studied one of the most depressing, other than suicide, one of the most depressing, I find, topics to study, but I didn't know that because I had experienced it in my life. So I studied what we call psychological contracts, mm-hmm. better known as promises, mm-hmm. whether they're implied or not. But I just didn't study that. I studied what happens when you violate a psychological contract, when you, in other words, don't keep your promise. Mm. 10 years, postdoctoral, interviewed so many people. To this day, I have 1,200 pages of interview notes about people that just felt betrayed. So here was my conflict. I was supposed to take a big, high-paid consulting job. Big. It was a lot of money. Even back in 01 and 02, a lot of money. I couldn't. Mm. Everybody around me, my partner at the time, why wouldn't you take this job? I couldn't explain it. And I think that that conflict stayed with me even through the show, because once I started to do the show and buy airtime, I was looked at like, you really now lost your mind. Mm. And so that is so prominent in our society today.
That low level of integrity. I wouldn't say lack of. I'm choosing my words carefully to say low level of integrity. But I address that in the book, in the practices. Because if you're disconnected and you don't have good knowledge about yourself, the importance of the alignment of thought, word, and deed is fundamental to a human being living to their potential. If we don't understand the power of speech and meaning that we hold, then our thoughts and our words are out of alignment and our actions all over the place. And it's fundamental. When we were in Vancouver last week, I happened to be walking past and there were some people collecting money for a charity where they receive no government money. This is for women at a rape crisis centre. And they were very nice people collecting money. And I only had a very large bill. And I said, look, I'll just go and break this and I'll come back. And she said, no problem, you know, it's all very friendly. So I went and bought my characteristic green smoothie, as you know, from my green smoothies. I've got more photos of green smoothies from around Canada and America. And I went and bought a green smoothie and broke this large bill. And came back. And she said, you came back. And I said, of course I came back. I said I was going to come. Here I am. And I put $5 in the tin. She said, most people say I'm coming back and they never do. She said, just the fact that you stopped was important to me, let alone that you said you were going to come back and you came back and you put money.
Yeah.
And it didn't even occur to me. It doesn't make me, you know, some sort of superhero. I just followed through, and that's what I was taught. Yeah. And I was taught, therefore, you have to be mindful about what you promise to do, because if you said you'll do it, you do it. And that's an element of uniting all the facets of ourselves in thought, word, and deed. Mm. The other thing is, in my book, I have a simple practice of seeing the unifying factor. So if you have an apple and an orange, the unifying factor is fruit. So rather than just say, stay with the differentiation, which is fun and lovely, also acknowledge there is a unifying underlying factor. This trains our reason. So we see, you know, man, woman, child, we see humanity. Let's say sun and moon, we see planets, mm-hmm. planets in the sky. It's a game to play, but it's very important. I did this a lot with children because it trains you to not just stay at the level of difference, but to also connect with the underlying factors, simple things that help us to unite. And that is more powerful than you realize. This is not just a mind game. It trains you to always see what unites us, as well as what's beautiful and different and that we can all enjoy and embrace. What unites us?
Mm. That's beautiful.
You know.
Sarah, thank you. As always, there's more to come, of course, for everybody. But one of the things that we do at the end of each of these is very special. You're going to share a chant with us.
Thank you. I taught a lot of these for many, many years to children and to adults. And these are some of the beautiful chants. And if you hear a 5 or 6-year-old chanting this, it is super special. You know, the English is body of all, mind of all, spirit of all. May we meditate on the radiance of the inner light. May that self illuminate our thoughts. Peace, peace, peace. And this is the Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Suvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Thank you, Sarah Main, everybody. I'm Dr. Pat. And take that all in. Take that all in and let yourself be transformed. We'll see you next time. That is the chant. That is the
That's
one.
That's one, yeah.
No, this is the one. This is my one note
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.